1039 The Boot. We've been talking about this for quite a while now. It's Kicking at the Q Country Concert and Truck and Jeep Show. It's coming up this weekend. Got a whole lineup of country music coming to town at Brooksville. We start with the Truck and Jeep Show in the morning, and then we've got music on stage at 10 o'clock with Randy McNeely. This guy's crazy talented. Then there's Billy Dawson at 11:20 and the Southern Brothers Band at 1 o'clock, just ahead of our headliner, Cowboy Troy. It's going to be a lot of fun. I got on the phone with me, the Southern Brothers Band. How's it going, guys?
Going great.
How you doing?
Okay, which one of you is Critter?
I am. They let me play a little bit of guitar with them.
And then we got Duke. Hey, Duke, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Duke, what's the last name?
Maddox.
And Critter, what's your last name?
It is actually Crotter, but I have to go by my illegal name with the Critter. So.
I get it. Now, I'm missing somebody. Who's missing in this crowd?
Missing would be my brother, Rusty.
So Critter's not blood to you, but you let him play anyway, right?
Blood really couldn't bring us any closer. We were raised up in the same small town. And
so where did you guys first start playing? Did you play at the corner gas station? What?
Some, but mainly.
Yeah, he nailed that. Man, he got the good insight.
So we came from a very small town in northwest Georgia called Tryon, Georgia, right there at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. My family has always had a very rich musical history, and he grew up playing all the same old songs that years later my dad taught me, and I had been on the road for 6.5 years with a band called Buck and Duke. I made a choice to come off the road, be at home, stay with my kids, and watch them grow up. I'm glad I made that choice. I've had some amazing memories with the kids. And then one day, Critter came home, and we got to sit down and play. And he invited me down to Florida, where he moved to after he graduated our little small-town high school.
Whereabouts, Critter?
For 32 years, I've lived in Ocoee, Florida.
Okay.
And that's where we were doing the show when we met the people from Brooksville that now invited us to come and play with you guys.
I understand you've had the chance to play and open for names like Leonard Skinner and Charlie Daniels and Little Big Town, Tracy Lawrence and others. Is that right?
Yeah, Big and Rick. The list goes on and on. Gary Allen. When I was on the road with full band, I never imagined opening for Gary Allen, a West Coast guy. But, man, it's been an amazing ride.
Okay, now people are going to come out to the show, and they're going to be there on Saturday next. And they're going to get to see you guys on the stage. Tell me, what kind of music are they going to hear?
We have a great blend of bluegrass root mixed in with some good old southern rock, a country element thrown in the mix, and it comes out in our songwriting, it comes out in Critter's picking, and they're just going to, I just call it feel-good music. That's how I refer to it. It's just feel-good music. And we'll play some originals that we've written. We've got a great song called Wish I Was Fishing that we really get great responses on. We'll throw some old bluegrass favorites in there, and it's just going to be a great time.
Wish I was fishing. Wish I was just on a boat. Wishing I could wet a line somewhere off the Florida coast. Warm breezes and a drink in my hand. I've got my shirt off and I'm getting a tan. Figure out how to be my own man without a care in the world. Warm breezes and a drink in my hand. I've got my shirt off and I'm getting a tan. I finally figured out how to be my own man. Ain't got a care in the world.
Wishing I Was Fishing. It's the Southern Brothers Band on 103.9 The Boot. You guys drive a truck?
I do.
Where do you drive?
Toyota Tundra, four-wheel drive. That's pretty much the Southern Brothers road vehicle.
I love it. Well, the reason I mentioned that to you is because not only are we having the Kicking at the Q concert, we're having the Truck and Jeep Show. So there's going to be all kinds of trucks out there, people showing off their fancy trucks, people showing off their not-so-fancy trucks. Going to be a fun day. Lots of trucks driving around this town. So you'll see a lot of trucks during the Kicking at the Q concert and truck show Saturday the 11th, this coming Saturday. And then you open up for Cowboy Troy. Ever had a chance to work with Cowboy Troy before?
We met him when we were on the ticket with Big and Rick. It was a real pleasure.
Yeah, he's a hoot. He's a good guy, and he's very entertaining. So it's going to be a fun day, and this is all about the young people. They get in free. Under 18, you get in free. And if you're over 18, you got to pay a whopping $5 to enjoy the day. I appreciate I appreciate you guys playing cheap.
I actually got to pay Duke's way in there, by the way.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to afford it. If he's not on stage, we'll know that you couldn't quite scratch it together. Come hit me up. Maybe I can put together a buck or two to get Duke in. Looking forward to seeing you on the stage at the Q Saturday, guys. Thanks a lot. Southern Brothers Band. Brothers, instead of an S at the end of the word brothers, it's a Z. See you at the Q Saturday, guys.